Good morning and welcome to Living Well with Robin Stoloff, empowering you to live a healthier life. Happy Cinco de Mayo! It's a Mexican holiday that we've adopted here in the United States, and it's marked by traditional Mexican food and drink. One of the biggest stars of Mexican cuisine? Avocado. Avocados have been a culinary cornerstone of Mexican cuisine for thousands of years, featured in such favorites as guacamole, salsa, and tacos. Beyond their delicious flavor, avocados offer a wealth of health benefits. And here's just a few. They're loaded with heart-friendly monounsaturated fat that can lower bad cholesterol and reduce the risk of heart disease. Their abundant fiber helps to make us feel fuller, promotes digestion, and assists in blood sugar regulation. Avocados are also packed with vitamin K, essential for bone health and calcium absorption. Rich in potassium, avocados help maintain healthy blood pressure. And these little green fruits contain antioxidants to shield against free radicals. We've got three healthy Mexican recipes featuring avocado that are Fiesta approved for Cinco de Mayo. Just visit our health page at WFPG.com. Click on the health page of our app or go to our Facebook page. Lots more coming up today on Living Well with Robin Stoloff on Light 96.9. Aches, pains, and stiffness are unfortunately all too common, especially as we get a little older. But stretching can improve range of motion, boost energy, increase blood flow, reduce achy joints, and help us relax. So the question is, why aren't we doing more of it? For some reason, to many people, it just seems like an afterthought. They'll do a 60-minute hard workout and maybe spend a couple minutes doing a half-hearted stretch. Whether it's after a sport activity, following a workout, or as part of a bedtime or morning routine, it's crucial to carve out a little time to stretch, and it doesn't have to be a big chunk of our day. As little as 10 to 15 minutes could make a big difference. When doing a stretch before or after a certain sport or workout, most of your stretches should focus on the muscle groups you use most. And it's recommended that we do dynamic stretching with a little bit of movement before a workout and static stretching after a workout. We break down the different types of stretches and give you a basic guide to a stretching routine at WFPG.com or just click Health on the drop-down of our app. Living Well with Robin Stoloff on Light 96.9. So how did you sleep last night? One-third of all U.S. adults say they don't get the recommended amount of sleep they need. What does that mean for our health? Well, here to tell us is Dr. Amy Duffy, author of Normal Doesn't Have Side Effects. Thanks for joining us. So why does sleep matter, doctor?
Well, you know, a lot of people just worry about sleep in terms of being tired the next day. But what we have found is that this chronic lack of sleep can lead to a lot of health conditions. Obesity, diabetes, heart disease, even depression or anxiety, all can be linked to not getting enough sleep.
So you have five mistakes to avoid if you want to get a better night's sleep. What are they?
Yeah. Okay. Number one is drinking that hot cup of warm milk or hot cocoa. People talk about do that so that it calms you down. But really, guess what? Those are liquids. If you're drinking liquids right before bed, you're going to end up waking up in the middle of the night to pee. Sometimes people have issues with lactose intolerance. That's going to upset your stomach, or the cocoa and the sugar is going to be stimulating. So don't drink those things right before bed. Number two is getting out of bed. So a lot of people say you should only associate your bed with sleep. And if you're tossing and turning, you should get up. Well, if you get up, you head to the kitchen to fix that warm cup of milk. You might say, I'm going to throw a load of laundry in, or I'm going to hop on my computer and check my emails. Now you're up for hours instead of maybe 20 or 30 minutes. So I recommend that we plan ahead. Have an app or a ready guided meditation or relaxation audio or something you can listen to that'll help you get right back to sleep. Number three is drinking alcohol. Again, it's that let me have that nice glass of wine or a, you know, after dinner drink that's going to kind of calm my nerves down. It's going to help me fall asleep. It may do that, but it's going to wake you up. Number four is taking sleeping pills, right? So we take these sleeping pills thinking they're going to help us sleep. Really, they're just sedatives. They're just tricking your body into thinking you're sleeping, but you'll still wake up unrested and maybe even a little hungover. And the last one is turn off those phones. Those lights are very stimulating. That's going to keep you awake.
Great tips, Amy. Where can we learn more?
My website is amyduffymd.com.
Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Amy Duffy. And you are Living Well on Light 96.9 WFPG. Are you a digital hoarder? There's a new kind of hoarder, and they're not collecting old clothes or random things around the house. Instead, they're hoarding digital stuff like thousands of emails, text messages, and photos. Sound familiar? Digital hoarding may not sound like a big deal because it's mess-free, but experts warn it's just as serious as hoarding clothes or other items.
Because there's so much available storage, we don't have to make decisions anymore. We keep everything. And that cyber clutter not only slows our computer, it slows our thinking. Digital hoarders may be afraid of losing something like a text message, and that can create anxiety. We place so much value on that text, email, or photo. And once we have too much of them, it can be so hard to sort through it all. It's always nice once in a while to do a declutter of our digital files, delete old texts or emails, organize folders, files, and photos. It will feel like a weight's lifted off your shoulders. Take some time out of each day, go through all your digital clutter, and figure out what's important and what you can live without. Living Well on Light 96.9. If you're a solopreneur or entrepreneur, you need energy to run your business. Joining me now is Adrienne Simmons. She's a health and wellness coach and founder of Living Your Life with Vitality, focusing on people in business. Thanks for joining me, Adrienne. So what do you do to help your clients?
I am passionate about everybody living their life with vitality. As far as I'm concerned, why would you want to continue living your life to the min when you have the opportunity to live your life to the max? I support individuals who work full-time Monday to Friday, and they come home, they put on their entrepreneurial cap, and now they are powering through, moving forward with their own business. I like to call them double dutyers, working in the morning and working right back in the evening as well, too. That's who I support, and that's who I care about.
What do you do with them? How do you help them?
Once they identify that they are not giving their 100%, whether it's in their full-time job or even showing up in their business, and they want to make a change, I am able to determine, after a couple of just very carefully asked questions, where do they feel that they are losing their energy? For some individuals, it's their physical energy. For some individuals, it's that mental capacity. For some individuals, it's just, it's how they're feeling. I'm feeling low. So they just don't have a lot of energy when it comes to their feelings. And for others, it's just their spiritual connection to other living beings. So once we identify which of their energy channels is draining their energy, then I can help them figure out how to rebuild energy in that particular area.
Where can people reach you if they'd like to work with you or have some additional questions?
Energyforlife.energy.
Thanks for joining me, Adrienne Simmons of Living Your Life with Vitality, and you are living well on Light 96.9. The word fats often conjures images of unhealthy foods and creates negative thoughts, but fats are actually essential to our daily lives. They give our bodies energy, protect our organs, support cell growth, keep cholesterol and blood pressure under control, and help us absorb vital nutrients. When we focus on cutting out all fat from our diet, we actually deprive our body of something it really needs. However, consuming too much fat, especially trans fat and saturated fat, can lead to obesity and a variety of medical conditions. All fats are not created equally, and we separate fat from fiction. Check it out on the help page at WFPG.com or just click help on the drop down of our app. You are living well with Robin Stoloff on Light 96.9. After a 5-year hiatus, the Boys and Girls Club of Atlantic City is bringing back their cooking competition, now called Let's Get Cooking. And I'm looking forward to being a judge on May 21st at the Showboat. Here to tell us all about this fun event for a fantastic cause is CEO of the Boys and Girls Club, Dr. Charles Wallace. Thanks so much for joining me. First of all, tell us your mission and what you do for these young folks.
We are a true after-school organization that work to enhance the lives of those that we serve. Boys and Girls Club provides a safe place to learn and grow, where we can build relationships with caring adults and professionals, I should say. And one of the biggest things is that we want our kids to be their absolute best self. And so we provide the services and programs that we do to serve those who need us the most. And we've been doing that for over 50 years here in Atlantic City.
Can you do a wonderful job and tell us about this fun event to help raise some funds for the Boys and Girls Club?
So Let's Get Cooking is finally back. It used to be Men Are Cooking. It is a great opportunity to gather with friends and colleagues and to come support amateur and professional chefs. We have participation from chefs all throughout Atlantic City, Atlantic County, and we're excited that they're coming to share their passion with cooking with the community as a whole. And it's our fundraiser. We raise funds. It's going to be a great time. There'll be a mixture of great food, beverages. So we have participation from all of the casinos. It's just a great community event, bringing everyone together for a great cause of raising funds for our program and operations here at the Boys and Girls Club.
It will be a great time. And at first they asked me to cook and I said, you know what? I think I'd be better as a judge. I'm better at eating than I am at cooking. So I'm really looking forward to it coming up on May 21st at the Showboat. And where can people get tickets?
Tickets can be purchased at our website, acbgc.org. We have it set up easily through Eventbrite. Parking is free. And so we look forward to everyone coming out and having a great evening.
Bringing it back after 5 years. Let's get cooking May 21st at the Showboat, a fantastic fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club of Atlantic City. And I'm looking forward to being a judge. Thanks for joining me, Dr. Charles Wallace, CEO of the Boys and Girls Club. And that wraps it up for me today. Thanks so much for joining me. Don't forget to check out my podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, or you can catch the video on my YouTube channel, Living Well with Robin Stoloff. And follow me on Facebook and Instagram for bite-sized tips to help you learn more and live better. Join me again next Sunday morning at 10 for Living Well with Robin Stoloff, empowering you to live a healthier life. Until then, keep living well and happy Cinco de Mayo.